Well, we've just come to the end of the short course at CAP, Learning All About Zero Carbon Britain. I'm here now with Paul Allen. Paul, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for an amazing course. Started from the Friday with really talking about the relationship that human beings have with energy. When you're starting to put something like this course together, how do you know what to include and how to bring people along on the journey?
Well, it is built on the experience we've had of developing CAT's positive solutions-driven message over the past 40 years. I haven't been here for 40 years. I've only been here for 25 of those. But we have learned a lot about how to engage people and what are the factors that sort of prevent people in being engaged. And it is very difficult having to tell a story of really, really serious climate threats and the massive changes in our infrastructure we need to undertake immediately, to begin immediately at least. That's a big ask of people. So we've framed it around a sort of positive message. It begins by where people are today, where we are today on any historical time frame. We're using huge amounts of energy, even compared with the 70s or the 60s. So we have to help people see that that isn't just something that's happened through by accident or progress gone slightly wrong, that it is a very deliberate designer reality, both the physical landscape we walk through or drive cars through because there's no buses or light urban rail, but also the mental landscape of how we've been moved from citizens to conspicuous consumers through years of clever marketing and playing on our subconscious fears and desires to help people have a lens to look at all that through. But above all, it's the work really is based around showing we have the technologies already to solve the climate challenge. It's not that we have to wait for another eco widget to be developed. We have what we need, and that allows people to kick the ball forward to their local elected representatives, the politicians, decision makers, to go, well, come on, let's have the policies that will deliver action, both locally in allowing people to do what they want to do within their communities, but also campaigning for the bigger national scale frameworks we know that we need to see emerging.
Exactly.
But it's been great fun. There have been such interesting people with such interesting questions and so many different projects soaking up our idea. Mm-hmm. Because we've been very clear with our internal discussions. We don't want to create Zero Carbon Britain as another campaign, as like another 350.org or another Transition Towns. We want it to be a tool that helps those people involved in this blessed unrest against the stuff we know is wrong, adds another tool to the toolkit.
Absolutely. And one of the things you're saying is quite often people are campaigning against or just trying to stop things. But what's so great about the Zero Carbon Britain and the way that the whole weekend has come out is that you're giving people tools to actually talk about, as you said, a positive future, something that's already available now. And a lot of people don't really necessarily know that these things are available now. But this is one of the sort of big breakthroughs, really, that we sort of need to sort of make people aware of. But also, like, how people take that information as well. Because what's been so great about the workshop is it's been such a different way the information has been presented to us. Mm. You started with a story, then we actually had more of the technical information, and then bringing it together in a game as well. So do you think that there are more ways in which we can start to sort of disseminate the information as well?
Certainly there are more ways. We've learned a lot today, and that's why we're so keen that everybody comes, fills in their feedback form, so we can learn other ideas. There are all sorts of different ways, and I think we've learned a great deal about the game today, about how we can develop the game and take it forward.
I think there's something about the interactivity, isn't it? That because this is an issue that all of us need to take responsibility for. It's not other people, you know, it's not their fault, their blame or whatever, but we need to all be actively moving into this new sort of vision as such. And it's just finding ways in which people can do that individually and, as you say, at a larger scale as well. So are there any specific things that people can take away in terms of to be able to start doing that themselves?
Well, we have the whole set of resources, the free-to-download PDF, the free-to-download PowerPoint set and all the graphs and images. But I think there's also the ability to recognise that we have all we need for the transition. What's needed really is a cultural shift to move from either stealth denial, where we sort of accept climate change is happening but we don't really do the things that are needed, to that sort of period where lots of people get stuck in that sort of cynical, ironic detachment from the problem that they can sort of extract the urine from the situation, but they can't quite become an active participant in solving it, to the point where people do become empowered active citizens and start working to solve it in their own peer groups or dealing with their elected representatives.
We have outsourced a lot of our sort of our power, a lot of our responsibility when we look at energy, when we look at food, the way that we buy things. And I think that there's now there's a real place where we can actually regain that power and that sort of ability to be able to be, as you say, more active citizens. I think we've been very passive in so many different ways and have allowed these things to, as you say, by the marketing and the way in which we've been sort of like communicated to. Whereas now it feels we've certainly become a lot more active in lots of different ways in terms of your personal choices, the way in which you may be politically engaged as well. And I think there's a series of things that once you start on one area, it does, personally, from my own personal view, is it's actually flowed into other areas as well. Do you find that from people that you engage with on the Zero Carbon Britain? They might come in from one way and then it leads them into other ways.
Yes, I mean, you find that once people get involved with one thing and they see how they can make a change, they realise how change is possible. Mm. And it might be something very tangible, like insulating or fitting a solar panel, but then that gets them thinking about other things. You can see amongst the group that we've just been how they're saying, yes, but this has got me thinking about this now.
Yes.
And human beings are very creative people, and I think that cultural shifts happen quite quickly. They don't happen linearly and slowly. When the pressure happens, things just move. And particularly the creativity that goes along with it. I mean, also engaging arts and creative practitioners, songs, painting, stories that begin to take us into this positive future world, so we can begin to know what it'd be like to live and love and walk and eat and how we get around and what we'd be doing to bring it to life for people, instead of the way that we're projecting the world at the moment, which is just ecological collapse and zombie-ridden dystopia.
Absolutely. The stories that we tell, the films, the books, the music, that's still all to come. As you say, climate change, when we look at it in, it could be apocalyptic sort of feelings when we see it in all these different ways of culture, but it can be so different. And so I know that's certainly something from my side I want to go and explore a lot more. We've become aware of organisations around the country that are doing some of those things, but there needs to be more of it into more culture as well. And I think, do you think we're near a tipping point in terms of where people will be more engaged?
It's very difficult to tell when you're near a tipping point, but it does feel like that I'm hearing things that I didn't expect to hear from people I didn't expect to hear them from.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's every potential to have it, and we've got all the tools we need in terms of social connectivity through electronic media for spreading messages. We just have to be brave and bold and engage and look our communities in the eye and get together and start talking.
Yeah.
About the world we want, the Wales we want, the West Cornwall we want, the Scotland we want. And once we begin to imagine it, as you know, arts and creativity have helped, once we begin to imagine something, that's one step of making it real.
Yes, exactly. Imagine it and then it becomes real, totally. With people have so many sort of personal issues in terms, it could be in terms of poverty, it could be in terms of sort of unemployment. How do, you know, these are like really serious issues where people, their energies can go into that. And so the last thing they might be thinking about is like their external environment. Do you see a way that we can somehow like link the two so that we can like make solving problems really through the new ways of like new jobs that can become available, new ways of living so that you're no longer looking at high energy costs? I mean, there seems to be, there's an interlinkness really, isn't there, between how this future can be and the problems that we have now?
I think I've heard some of those conversations this weekend from people who work in those areas.
Yeah.
And some of the problems we have with the lack of employment in certain areas of the country and lack of skilling is because of the way the landscape around us has been shaped deliberately by corporate interest. It hasn't just happened by accident.
Exactly.
And so by helping people see that a lot of things are actually connected, then they can begin to feel more empowered to do something about them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a real pleasure to meet you, Paul. Thank you to you, Alice, Kat, all the team here. It's been a really inspirational event, and obviously we'll be sharing some of the videos as well online with listeners as well, so thank you.
Well, this isn't the last Zero Carbon Britain short course we'll run. There'll be more running before too long.
Brilliant. We'll keep listeners posted on that. Thank you.
Thank you.